right, are you ready?
Are you ready?
I didn't even realize I said that. There you go. That's the perfect way to start the show. I'm not even going to try to do a pause for edit. Welcome to a very, very special after-school edition of Stunned Granny Audio. This is Eric, and I'm here with Kevin, and the reason it's such a special show
is because Kevin... fuck me.
What'd you do?
Oh, Cayenne just sneezed all over me.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe you should name your dog after a pepper, and then that won't happen. Just a
He came pre-named, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, hey, tell everybody what you were doing before Cayenne sneezed all over you.
Well, I was talking about somewhat about my fine fun time down at Nationwide Arena watching WWE Raw.
Hey.
In which, for my friend Steve, I did not see either the Iron Sheik or the Junkyard Dog.
Well, there's probably a reason you didn't see the Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, I didn't feel like explaining that one to him, so I just let him, living in his Bulgarian hut, I let him go on that one.
That's awesome. And if Iron Sheik had his way, he'd probably be smoking the Junkyard Dog right now. God.
Yes, he probably would be.
Yeah. So you got to go. You attended the Go Home show, the Monday Night for the Monday Night Raw Go Home show for right before the Royal Rumble. I guess I'll bring that up again in a second. Where were your seats?
We were behind. We were upper deck. And we were kind of at the corner, we were back near the, near the back, what I would call the back side of the ring. I always call it the front side where the ring ramp is there.
So
the back side is where the announcers are. We were off to Jerry Lawler's side of the announce booth there, so we were, on the far side of the hard camera.
Okay. You got a full view of everything. You got to watch the Titantron as well as the in-ring action.
Yeah, and we were in row D, so, I mean, we weren't very far up in the second row, so, I mean, we had a pretty good angle there for everything.
Okay, that's cool. Here's the weird question for you. Now that Lillian's gone, who's singing the national anthem?
You know what? We weren't there for that. Either that or we were waiting in line to get some food or drinks.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it took way too long to get a pretzel and water. Way too long. Just like everything else around there, like, I think this is kind of one of those things that goes like, oh, the WWE isn't drawing as many people now. Like, I mean, the arena looked pretty full, honestly. Like, aside from the tarped up area, like, behind the hard camera, the whole second the second floor there was open.
Good.
And it looked pretty packed. I mean, the whole way up to the joists there, or the trusses. And, I was kind of surprised, but, like, a lot of the businesses around there were not open beforehand.
That's strange to me. Why is that not normal, or is that normal? I mean, I know it's a college town.
Yeah, no, it's not normal, because, I mean, those places are all open for the Blue Jackets games, and, I mean... I can't imagine that there was that much less of a crowd, especially with how shitty the Blue Jackets are doing this year.
Wait a minute. Correct me if I'm mistaken. The show was in Columbus, right?
Yeah, it's in Columbus.
Okay.
Nationwide Arena is not... It's the arena not on campus.
Okay, gotcha.
The Schottenstein Center, whatever they call it now, is the one that's actually, well, it's kind of on campus. I mean, it's still not exactly, like, in the heart of campus either, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there are two different arenas. And literally, both of them are maybe all of 5 or 10 minutes apart if you're driving it.
Sure. So, yeah, you said, off air, you said you were looking for food, but nothing was open over there, so...
Yeah.
To the pretzel and water at the arena.
Yeah, because, oh my lord, the beer was $8.50. I'm like, fuck off for 16 ounces of beer.
What?
I think it was 16, maybe it was 24.
That would be a little bit closer to reasonable, but 16 ounces of beer for $8.50, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah, especially when it's like, you know, you get to choose between Budweiser and Bud Light.
Right. No kidding. At least give me something with some taste. The difference is the lack of drinkability of this shit.
That's what happens when you live in a town with a Budweiser brewery. Shockingly, a lot of things are sponsored by Budweiser.
Yeah. Yep. How about that? So how was the crowd? Okay, how many shows have you attended in Columbus?
Approximately, I would say 10 at least. Okay. I'd say the average is about one a year. I don't go to the house tapings usually, or the house shows, but I do tend to go to almost all the tapings. I think I may have missed, I know for sure I missed one SmackDown, I might have missed one Raw. Uh-huh. But, I mean, there was a King of the Ring that we went to here. I think that was one when Lesnar won.
Yeah.
Because he won the last King of the Ring, didn't he, before they killed that? Yeah, so yeah, we definitely saw that one was here, and that, I don't even know if that, that might have been at the Shot, actually. I'm not sure if that was at Nationwide or not.
Oh, and for the wrestling history majors out there, yes, Brock Lesnar won the last King of the Ring pay-per-view tournament. For the nerds out there who are going to say, wow, King Booker, so.
Oh, no, the real pay-per-view deal.
I feel bad for everybody who I just, like, completely shot down. And they're like, I'm going to type a comment into Stunt Granny's website. Oh, they caught me.
Fuck.
So how do you rank the crowd in Columbus overall? I know we've done discussions about this on the site before, good crowds, good arenas, whatever. What do you think, what do you make of Columbus's wrestling crowd?
It was pretty good tonight. I mean, there were a bunch of, you could tell still that there were a lot of people, like the guys that I went with, you know, they were the late 90s crowd. They're a little bit, I guess a little bit closer to your age, you know, a little bit younger than me. They got into it for a while when they were in college, and they've pretty much, you know, they've dropped it for the most part. And there seemed to be a decent chunk of those fans around us, at least. But there was a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, get them young. And you're right. And it came across great on TV. I mean, it sounded like a pretty lively crowd.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the most that there's been there. Like, that last Raw was here about 8 months ago. I don't remember it being quite that loud. Mm-hmm. And the show before that was the SmackDown taping, which I don't remember being quite that loud. Like, I don't remember it being a lousy crowd ever, but I would say this was one of the more lively crowds in recent memory for Columbus.
That's good. I'm curious as to how my apathetic Des Moines crowd is going to react when I go on February 15th. Should be interesting. Which, by the way, I'll be calling one of your guys' asses, and we're going to be doing an audio, too. So get ready.
Outstanding. I'll memorize the questions right now.
Awesome. Well, continuing on the crowd reaction conversation, just out of curiosity, guest host Dule Hill from Psych, and unfortunately James Rodé couldn't be there. And Dusty was right when he posted this earlier on Stunt Granny, that Psych is probably one of the three best shows on TV, along with Breaking Bad and House. So it's kind of too bad that both of them couldn't be there. But, I mean, did he really get much of a crowd reaction? I guess I didn't pay that much attention on TV. Is it like,
you used the word apathetic, and I think that was a pretty solid one for him. Like, it didn't seem like there were a lot of people that watched that show. I mean, I know that I haven't, because the only other thing I watch on USA is Burn Notice.
That's a great show, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I might have to give it a look-see here.
It's so hilarious. It's like, the best comparison I've heard for the show is to Fletch, the old Fletch movies.
Okay.
So funny, just so quick-witted. And anyway, everybody check it out, especially Wednesday night when John Cena is on.
But really, his segment when he interrupted Maurice, was fairly amusing. Like he did way better than John Heater did last week in the amusement department, at least for me.
Really? I mean, Heater tried. He's just such a natural heel anyway. So
yeah.
I don't know. But I do like Dulé Hill. I like James Roday. So yeah, watch Psych. But speaking of John Cena, I mentioned him, or you mentioned him, whatever, one of us mentioned him, and I wanted to ask about the fact that he was in 4 segments, I think, this week. He went face-to-face with McMahon in the ring. He had a match. He had the promo backstage, 2 of them, actually, I think, with Dulé Hill. Did that affect his crowd reaction at all when he came out for his main event match?
Oh, yeah. People were a little burnout at that point. But it was kind of strange, because I don't know how it sounded on TV, but at least in my ears, and even in my section for sure, I did not hear much booing at all. Like, you know, Wade always talks about the high-pitched screams for him and the baritone booing him. Well, I honestly, there was some fucking hill jack in front of me wearing a shirt without sleeves and or sides that was yelling, John Cena sucks. There was one guy to my right that yelled it, and there was one guy behind me. Literally, like I counted 3 people. Like, it was one of those things that you just hear so much about it, I thought that I needed to pay attention to see how the reaction was.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who was it that got much more of a... Well, Jericho got a pretty mixed reaction there in the dark segment, I guess you would call it, that they had. That was definitely not a match.
Yeah.
And Orton even got a mixed reaction, but I mean, Cena's, I was kind of, well, that was the other thing I was going to mention, was that there were almost as many orange shirts in the crowd as there, if not more, than scarlet and gray, which is something of a small miracle in this town.
Really?
Honestly. Oh, yeah, people always wear Ohio State stuff around here. It doesn't matter when, where, what event, it's, you know... It always seems to be worn a lot. But, I mean, I saw an awful lot of orange, and it just wasn't just on kids.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, cool.
You know.
Cena's getting a bonus this week.
Yeah, evidently.
Let's see. What else was I going to ask you? Actually, I don't know. What else, what other finer points of the Raw attendance experience were there?
One of my personal highlights was Hornswoggle came out for one of the commercial breaks.
Ah, okay.
And, yeah, him coming out is a whatever part of it, but the fact that he was given a T-shirt cannon and starts shooting them all around.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, okay, whatever, T-shirt cannon, you know, somebody does it. Well, he takes one last one and literally pegs Michael Cole with it.
Awesome. That is great.
Like, Hornswoggle, you just turned me around, buddy. Anybody that pegs Michael Cole from about a 10-foot distance with a T-shirt cannon is
in
my book.
That is fantastic. How late in the show was it, or early? When
It was around 9:40 or so, because I remember checking my phone to see how, you know, how the show was setting up. I wasn't quite sure how deep they were in on the whole thing.
Wow.
Because, and that's the other, well, I'll kind of get around to it. What did you want to ask?
I was going to just say, so anyone who has it on DVR, go back and watch and see how that affected Michael Cole's announcing, as if it wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, he ended up pitching. Well, I mean, he tried to duck behind the table, but Hornswoggle's a pretty good shot, evidently.
I would have thought that the recoil would have sent him flying.
No, he was pretty fine with it. I was surprised he was getting it. I was waiting for one to bounce off the ropes and right back into his face.
Oh, God. You didn't by any chance see him filling up the gas tank of his SUV later on, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, that one's for Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Oh. speaking of small people, though, was Cody Rhodes any bigger in person than he was last time?
No. It was actually kind of big for what they announced him at, but I was much closer. I was down in the first there the last time I went. Nobody in plus is right on the easy distance of the stage.
Yeah.
And it was not worth the money. Like the upgrade to get there was like $10 just in ticket, and then like another charge.
Yeah.
So I was like, I took a pass on that, but no. Back to just as busy and whiny.
Hey Kevin.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, turn about 90 degrees so your reception comes back in. You're starting to break up.
Okay. I've heard you the whole time. Did that work better for you?
Yeah, that's perfect. Just like as soon as I asked you about Cody Rhodes, it kind of started breaking up. You've been fine.
Oh, okay. Rock and roll. What the fuck else? It was something. Oh, fuck. There's one other live crowd thing that I was going to mention. I can't remember what it was. Oh, shit. If apathy did not come across for that, what the fuck, Carlito segment, then I don't know what did. That crowd was absolutely, well, they didn't poop on it because nobody was booing. Nobody could have just given a shit less, really.
Yeah, it sounded like it. That's just his poor use of Carlito. And honestly, I think they had to call an audible with this whole only one guest host thing, and they just ended up fumbling the ball, Adrian Peterson style. So.
Yes.
Anything else? I'm trying to think of what all the segments are, and of course, whoever ends up doing the audio midweek, you know, we can always talk about the show itself. What did you think of McMahon going into the crowd to talk to the people?
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I was really pretty shocked by that.
Yeah.
And, and I finally thought about what it was. McMahon didn't really connect it. It was just kind of as you were setting up that question. You know, most of the times it's kind of hard to tell what's going on or when commercial breaks are. Two things. A, it's kind of nice when you're actually there and you don't have to worry about the commercial breaking up the match at all.
Right.
Because I would take it that opening match, was it the opening match, had a commercial break in it?
The DX Legacy match, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I was like, this is kind of nice. Like, you know, it just kind of just flows. I mean, that was kind of nice, and I don't know if that the main event had a commercial break in it or not. There might have been a... Okay.
No, there wasn't. There was a commercial between the women's match and that match.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. But that was kind of nice, just being able to sit there and watch a match. And the other weird thing was they did not hawk any merchandise. You know, Lillian would always come up and go, hey, you can come and get... You know, your DX glow sticks at the merchandise stand, like nothing like that. And I was kind of surprised that Justin Roberts did not have to shill anything, honestly.
Yeah, no kidding. That is really strange. Huh. Yeah, actually, when I went to Raw, when Jordan and I went to Raw in Chicago on Labor Day weekend, there were a couple of points during some long matches where I could literally hear the announcer. I could feel the announcer. Like taking over my soul and saying, you know, will so and so do this when the match continues? Like, wow, they got me so brainwashed that I thought I could tell when the match when they're going to commercial. Like somebody would get thrown out of the ring, or something like that, or somebody would be standing outside the ring staring longingly at his opponent in the ring. Like, oh fuck, this is so weird. So yeah, it's kind of nice not to have to actually watch, you know. Station identification or Jeff Goldblum telling me that characters unite.
Yeah, characters are welcome.
Yep.
Yeah, well, and that was the other weird thing is that I even think, you know, again, going back to 8 months, like, they really seemed to fill up a lot of that commercial time with some of their own crap. And, I mean, yeah, they did some of it, you know, like, hype for the Royal Rumble once or twice, I think. And I think they did a WrestleMania thing twice, but there were a couple of times where literally the commercial breaks were just, it was just nothing.
Oh, wow, weird.
Yeah, and the only time that...
You'd think they would at least show their Tribute to the Troops video again.
Oh, well, yeah, they did do that. But still, I mean, it was weird to me that there were at least two breaks where they literally did nothing. And then the only thing that Justin Roberts did mention, kind of circling back to McMahon going into the crowd, is that he directed everybody's attention to the Titantron. And I don't know if they played a replay of The Undertaker's speech to McMahon.
Yes.
On TV or not. They did?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Justin Roberts introduced that. I wasn't sure if that was just something for the live crowd as a reminder, if they were actually playing that on TV.
Okay. Yep. I saw that on TV too.
Okay.
Interesting. You know what? And I said something to Dusty earlier, during the show, the fact that Sheamus didn't even have a promo. You know, here's a guy, here's your WWE champion in the main event against John Cena on Monday Night Raw. Doesn't even get a promo. They could have filled one of those commercial breaks live in the arena with a promo with the guy, for crying out loud. And let, you know, 12,000 people or 10,000 people hear from him.
Yeah, and that was a bit of a weird one that, that my buddy Tim brought up. Is that he was surprised that both of the guys in the title match were left laying in the ring as Raw ended.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Actually, and that, excuse me while I try to hack something out of my throat, that leads me to the last question I had for you, which might actually be a way to segue into the show midweek, unless you had anything else you wanted to bring up.
Oh, no, well, this is something that maybe we can expound on later, but... they were, Andy was being amused all night long at the loser or the person that gets beat down, how many different ways there are to go to the back of the arena.
Really?
Yeah, it's, you like, know, there's not- the, I was beat up and I'm limping back there, the, I'm a chicken shit heel and I'm backing up. And, you know, leaving the arena. There's the Santino. I just got beat down, and all the rest have to come back and drag me to the back.
Some guys get to climb up the ramp. Some guys have to walk around the stage.
Yeah.
Well,
That was kind of an amusing subplot of the evening. Andy was just obsessed with that for one reason or another.
That's funny. Well, speaking of eliminations, and speaking of seeing videos for the Royal Rumble twice during your commercial breaks, and speaking of John Cena standing victorious over the two men who were in the WWE title match this Sunday night, I guess my last question, as silly as it is, are you any more excited for the Royal Rumble now that you've seen Monday Night Raw live right before the show itself?
No, because, I mean, they did a little bit of hype for it, but not a whole lot. Like, I mean, I think they almost sold it better last week than they did this week.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
You know, I mean, because it started with the DX promo, which was all about the Rumble. And then after that, there really was very little. There was Orton talking to his comrades there.
Yeah,
it mentioned the Rumble, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, there aren't that many Raw matches.
Well, the only other thing I can think of off the top of my head was Jack Swagger throwing Santino Marella over the top rope.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this isn't the biggest push a pay-per-view's ever gotten before, so.
Yeah.
We'll see if it turns into a decent buy rate or not, I guess.
And as noted already with that segment, everyone's just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yep. God, Jack Swagger's a dork. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I think it's about that time, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I think that concludes everything that, you know, was not on camera. We can you know, I'll probably try and go back and actually watch here on TV to see maybe if things caught me a little bit differently on the taped product.
Cool. All right. Well, in that case, I'm going to sign out first. So, yeah, I hope you get this. I hope everyone listens to this in time. And thanks, Kevin, for calling in and attending Monday Night Rizzle and bringing us the word. So I'm going to be out.
Okie dokie. Well, for my dogs, an inch of snow and a nice slathering of ice on the roads, it is time for me to get an ice-covered beer, and you, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night.